This is a great day, and I'm very proud to be the Australian Prime Minister on a day in which Australian families, parents have campaigned for this. Young people themselves have said enough is enough. This is the day when Australian families are taking back power from these big tech companies, and they're asserting the right of kids to be kids, and for parents to have greater peace of mind. So this is a proud day. It won't be simple. It'll be a difficult period going through. Any transition is, of course. But we also want to have those discussions between parents and teachers and young people and to engage. This is a very important reform. The Australian Parliament. The world is watching. This is a global issue and a global problem. Malaysia kicks in on January 1. Indonesia is bringing in reforms. I note the report that you've just had about actions in the European Union. New Zealand, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon is very supportive of this reform. And so this is about people taking back power. New technology can do wonderful things, but we need to make sure that humans are in control of our own destiny, and that is what this is about, particularly focused on our youngest Australians.
Well, it is an absolutely momentous day where we've been talking about this policy. It started as a juggernaut in South Australia and across New South Wales, became a federal reality, and so many of us have been working hard to make this reality and to make this a success for our kids. We've got to remember that's exactly what we're doing this for, and of course there will be teething issues, and kids will be ingenuitive and they'll find their ways around it, but the way that we're looking at compliance and enforcement is around systemic failures. And I 100% believe that these companies have the technical capability to achieve this. And they may have come into this kicking and screaming, but now it's time for them to show us their stuff. Again, I don't think everything's going to magically disappear overnight, but we have corrected for that in our regulatory guidance. So every platform will need to have some reporting cues available in case they miss young people or they manage to get through. If there's overblocking, there's an appeals process. And again, one of the goals is that they will continue to innovate and improve their systems and services. We've already seen a few teething issues here and there, and we're talking to the companies on a regular basis about changing their settings and taking different approaches to implementation.
I don't know what they're going to do, but as I said, I think it'll be a good thing for them, that's for sure. So, yeah. But I think that there's other ways that they can engage with friends. I mean, we've done it for years, like generations previously, so it might open their eyes to see that there's actually other ways to make meaningful connections with people.
Look, I think it is good for the fact of what our kids are seeing these days. So, you know, it's pretty horrendous what's on social media. So, you know, the more we can save and prevent those kind of risks towards our kids, the better, I think. Like, with my daughter, she's quite a fit little kid, so she, you know, she does her netball and stuff. So she's pretty upset about it, but she's like, well, I can at least concentrate on my own personal goals and her health. So I suppose she's a little bit in between at the moment.
I think it's fantastic. I grew up without social media, and I feel like that this new generation having that, I don't know, I don't think I would like to grow up in that sort of world living on social media. So, yeah.